We're in the Mishnah Seifrim, beginning Tzuras Ois Hei. Ois Hei Tzarech Lasesla Lechatchila Tag Koton Lamala Mitzad Smoil. A Hei Lechatchila should have a small tag on the top of the gag on the left side. Ubachayrei Yizare Lechatchila Shatiyah Merubaz Kedalet. And in the back of the Hei, on top, one should Lechatchila make it square like a Dalet V'loya Gula Keresh, and not round like a Resh. That's a din. That's only lechatchila. Why, says the Shaar HaTzion, why is it only lechatchila? Shaar HaTzion explains, ki rov ha-poskim sovrim kirashi, v'gam ha-tur le-kosav ela v'toiv, v'yoser nirda afilu Rabbeinu Tam, hu rak lechatchila, and it would seem that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is only lechatchila, achar kach matzasi b'shem Sefer Pachad Yitzchak Shagam Hu Kosav Lahokal, that he also holds Lahokal. What's this referring to? It's referring to that according to Rashi, when it says that a hay needs a tag, it's referring to the tag on the top left, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's referring to the square in the back right. And then he says that the Pachad Yitzchak says that one can be makel if it's made like a resh, but again, lechatchila, we want it to be made like a dalet. Ve'ein tzarech lasis la'okiv k'moy bedalet, but even though we're saying that it should be squared, it doesn't actually have to have an okiv. Rak shetia oischada, the point is that it should be a sharp corner. Va'nekuda shebetoicha lo'itia smucha le'gaga, the nekuda inside the hay should not be too close to the gag. Ela yehei b'neim chola kolkach b'kdei sh'adam b'inini yakirenu heitev, may al sefer Torah al gabi habima kasha kairi bai. The distance that there should be between the gag and the nakuda is enough that when the person is laning, he should be able to identify that it's not touching. V'lo yarchiko migago yaisa me'evi agag. But on the other hand, it shouldn't be distant from the gag more than the thickness of the actual gag itself. Im noga begaga afilu negia daka k'chot ha'saira. And if the nakuda touches the gag, even Mashahu, Psula, that's going to be puzzle. Afel Pisha Tinikedea Shu, hey. Kedalel, Bissimin Lamed Beis, Seif Yudches, Bissifchav, hey, Ayan Shom. Veloitia Nakuda Neged Emsa Hagag. The Nakuda should not be Neged the middle of the Gag, meaning that the hay has a certain width to it, so you shouldn't make the Nakuda in the center, Ela Neged Seifa, but Sad Smell, but it should be all the way to the left. Vim Asaba Emsa, what if Yutaka made it in the middle? Psula. The hay is not kosher, but tzarech l'takna, and it needs to be fixed. The haynu, l'garo, l'amida b'seifa, it should be erased, and then the nekuda should be rewritten all the way at the end on the left. V'im kosev ha-teva she'achar zeh, if one has already written v'ayter, v'ein yachal l'take in mishum sh'loi k'sidron, and he's unable to fix it because it would be sh'loi k'sidron, because once he erases the nekuda, it'll be a shinei tzura, so what's he supposed to do? Yigrar hagag sheyeh shave leregel, so he should scrape from the left side of the gag so that automatically the regel will now be to the extreme left, because what used to be the extreme left at the gag is now no longer there. Ubamakam shegam tikun zeh ene yochalasis, and when that is impassable, going sheyeh b'emtza teva, for instance, the hey is in the middle of a word, v'im yigrar hagag yeh kishtei tevas, and if he scrapes the gag, so now it's going to look like two words. In other words, there's going to be a split in the middle because the top of the hay will have now disappeared. So what are you meant to do? So in such an instance, the hay can be considered to be kosher even without fixing it. Because there are many rishonim that hold that that's the way you're meant to make a hay in the first place. Ayin b'chidushei Rashba al Shabbos Kuf Gimel, b'chidushei Ritva Sham, b'Rashba Nitbas Mechadosh al Menachas Daf Choftes, b'Ran Perak Haboina, b'chidushei Hamiri, b'chidushei Haran, Hanitbas Mechadosh al Shabbos Perak Haboina. In all these Mekoiris, Shamuchach Lehed Yamidaitim, Shetmunas Ahei Kach, that this is the correct surah for a hay, even Lechet Chila. Mimela, even though we hold its possible, but if it's impassable to fix it, it could be left that way and we can call it kosher. The Ata Nevar Eches HaNakuda. Now we'll discuss the Nakuda itself. HaNakuda Tia L'chatchila Daka L'mala V'ovak Tzas L'mata. L'chatchila, The nekuda itself should be thin on top, thicker at the bottom, kain yud, similar to the shape of a yud. V'tia lechatchila akuma k'tzas lamata lechatchila, should be a little bit bent at the bottom. U'letzad yamin, should be bent to the right. V'loy letzad smol, pentid melatof, because if it's bent to the left, it can look like a tuff. So therefore, it should be bent to the right, sort of like an upside down yud. Similarly, the height of this nakuda should not be less than the height of a yud with its regel. And if it's shorter than that, that will be possible. The tzarech lahazir ha-seifrim, the seifrim should be warned about this, and ha-shalom b'zeh ma'oid, because this is a very common problem. V'nir alida al-kalponim tikkun mahani, in spite of the fact that this is a psul, but still it can be fixed. Afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzay sematina k'arei lahey, v'ein b'zeh mishum shalik ha-sidron, and it won't be a problem of shalik ha-sidron. Dumya d'masha ekel ha-prima gadam l'takin chav pshuta, im'asa imirubah l'haysif d'yay alav ha-ein sham. Why? Because the underlying yisoid is that there's no shinei tzura. So since there's no shinei tzura, even though we have a technical halachic psul, it can be corrected and it won't be a problem of shalei kesidron, since the tzura was always recognizable. A prima godem is simon lam beis of cotton lamed gimel mestapik im tzarech lias hanakuda b'seifa shava dafka liyarech yamin. We said before that it has to be in the center of the width. So what about the height? I'm sorry, we said before it has to be to the left, width-wise. So what about height-wise? So obviously height-wise, the nakuda should be towards the bottom. In other words, equal to the bottom of the regel yamin of the hay. So prima godem is mesupik. What if the nakuda is going to be in the middle of the height of the hay? Ayafilo amnishlama ba'emtza hayarech shaper dami. Or so long as it finishes in the or even if it's in the middle, that will still be kosher. Now, this is mesupik, is that a psul or not? Is it enough that I have the shear? And once I have the shear, even if it's going to be in the center of the height, that would not be a psul. That he says it's possible. Even though the binyan olam says it's possible, so nevertheless, says the Mishnah Seifrim, that lechatchila, not lechatchila, that he feels that one could be mekel al yidei kriyas atinaik, and we would be able to call it kosher so long as it has the requisite height. V'ayin lekamon b'din reish she'aso kotzer kevov. And take a look later on where we discuss the case of a reish that the gag of the reish was made narrow like a vav. Now we'll discuss the vav itself. Ois vav tzarech liyos Raisha kotzer v'lo yoser me'evil kolmus. Above itself, the raish should be widthwise, narrow, not more than an evil kolmus, k'dei sh'lo tidmel raish, because we don't want above looking like a raish. V'ragla orech k'ayvishne kolmusin, the length of the regal of the vav should be 2 kolmusins worth length. K'dei sh'lo tidmel yud, because we don't want it to look like a yud, which is only 1 kolmus. V'lo yasena orech yoser midai. Nevertheless, it shouldn't be made too long. It should be made longer than a yud, obviously, but it shouldn't be made too long. Pentidme latinik lenun pshuta, because maybe a tinik will call it a nun pshuta. Umitam ze gam kein toiv shetia roisha agul letzad yamin. For this reason, it's good to make the back of the vav rounded, shleitidme lezayin, because we don't want it to look like a zayin. V'yafal pishu roisha zayin evi mishnei tzadim. Even though the roish of the zayin goes both to the right and to the left of the regal which comes out of the center. Nevertheless, even though the vav, the regal, comes out of the right side, nevertheless, we're still nervous that if the back right of the rosh is square, a tina could call it a zayin, and it'll be puzzle. As far as the left side of the head of the vav, that should be straight, vertically, and it shouldn't be on an angle. V'ragla tia posha tachtea b'shava. The regal of the vav should be straight. L'shava b'emza, it should not be broken in the middle. It should be a straight line. Gam toiv she'ovya tismayet v'hoylech ma'at ma'at ad she'tia chad l'mata. Additionally, the regal of the vav should become progressively narrower as it goes lower until it's a thin spitz at the bottom. Now, im regel avov kotzer, what if you made the regel of the vav taka short? Im ein by rakim la yud puzzle. If it's only as long as a yud, obviously that's puzzle because that's a yud. The imma at yaiser, and if it's a bit longer than a yud, sarach laharis latinik, that's already a shaylis tinik. V'huadin, im reish havov rochav v'nidmek tzas l'reish, the same would apply if the reish of the vav is wide and it looks like a reish. That would also be a shaylis tinik. Now, im kosav dalad b'makim vav, if you wrote a dalad in place of a vav, tzarech ligra kol hagag, you have to erase the entire gag. V'yavshe d'bayi nami ligra kol hayarech, could be you have to erase the entire yarech as well. T'doyme l'dalad shekosavim kaim resh, because then it'll have the same din as a dalad that was written in lieu of a resh, tzarech limchay kulay, where we said that you have to erase the entire letter. U'kanal b'simin lamed beis, seif yud ches.